and a quarter down 3, and the March at 379, 3 1/4 lower. July at 394, down 3 cents. September beans at 1085 and a half are up 11 3/4. November on out are lower. November futures down 6.5 cents at $10.22 1/4. January at 1030, that's down 6.5, and the May futures at 1043 1/2, 6 3/4 lower. July beans at 1047 1/2 are down 7 1/4. Bean meal is a dime lower. Bean oil 22 cents lower. Live cattle futures are up $1.20 in the August at 155.85. The most active October at 150.60, up 50 cents. October feeder cattle at 214.82 1/2 in the most active trade, up a nickel. And October lean hogs at $98.35 are $2.87 1/2 higher on this Friday morning.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
It is the 29th day of August. On the phone line is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Michael. How are you today?
Todd, I'm better than I would have been if I would have gone to the Farm Progress Show. They canceled it today because of the rain and lightning.
Oh, I did not notice that this
morning.
Yeah, I just
got the email and had thoughts about going and working the clearing firm booth next to USDA in the varied industry tent, and just couldn't swing it with the schedule, and sometimes you just got to let the guy upstairs take over.
Hold it, wait. Farm Progress Show shouldn't be running today. It's Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was yesterday.
Yeah. I was thinking, why would Farm Progress Show be happening today? I was like, well, maybe they canceled cleanup.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the cleanup and the other stuff.
Yeah, if they cancel cleanup, that'd be good not to go anyway.
That's true.
That cleanup, a lot of that happens really fast. Of course, you've been there on those days at Farm Progress Show when cleanup happens, and it's amazing. And now most people have been to fairs and anything that sets up, and it takes a couple, 2 or 3 weeks or a month, or in this case, you know, it takes about a month to set it up and a whole year to get it put together. And then cleanup happens in half a day,
four hours
for a lot of people. And then, you know, final cleanup, I suppose it takes about a week to really get through the process. Speaking of a week to get through the process, we have one more week, and then the following week we get into September and the USDA reports. WASDE numbers are due out in the month of September. Today is the last trading day for the marketing year, and we end the quarter, and then, of course, we have the quarterly grain stocks reports to look forward to in the month of September. What's on the top of your list of important items for the marketing year that we're about to begin?
Well, I think the WASDE numbers are top notch at this stage because the U.S. and world numbers, I think, will come together in that NAS and the World Agricultural Outlook Board will have firm numbers on the Northern Hemisphere. And not that they don't have firm numbers right now, but it seems like that the Northern Hemisphere numbers have continued to change, and with the population and the ear counts and, you know, the things that we go through in the process here in the United States, and then looking at the European crops and the Northern Hemisphere crops and the other parts of the world, I think that's going to be what the trade's looking at, and I think they're already talking about it, Todd. I think that probably one of the major features to the trade that we have seen literally the last 3 weeks, or essentially the whole month of August, is supportive fundamental news and a lack of return on investment on that supportive fundamental news, so that the charts and the technicals continue to wallow and try and, I think, carve out a longer term or medium term bottom. And so this week, kind of similar, the commodity market as a whole, grains being included in this and livestock being excluded in this statement, continues to move in a deflationary or weaker bias. Equities continue to make new all-time highs, even though we have increasing tensions and an actual invasion by Russia into Ukraine. We have a potential for 3 to 5 inches of rain heading into the Delta next week. It could go all the way up into Missouri on some model maps. The UK just raised their terror threat to the second highest level this morning because of Syria. Cash bean prices are $3.50 to $4 over in the Midwest as we go into delivery here today on September futures. And the Foreign Agricultural Service lowered China's corn production this week due to drought. None of these things seems to have gotten traction. I think it goes right back to your question, and that is the U.S. and world supplies in the market's mind. Because of the weaker inflationary data, they continue to think the supplies are probably at least ample enough or are maybe even still getting bigger than the demand at this stage of the game. And I think that's probably the best way to sum up where we've been this whole month. And I would even extend that for the wheat, you know, up to the last 4 to 5 months.
We've finally gotten to the point where it's simply been pile on and everyone believes that the marketplace must go lower, including the outside influences. And when you have the media begin to talk about this large crop, I'm meaning the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. Is that a time where we build the bottom?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think this is where if you look at the year-to-date movement in the S&P Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, you still have the livestock sector up about 14%. You've got the S&P 500 equities market making all-time highs up now almost 8.5% on the year, while the agriculture sub-index of that S&P Goldman Sachs is sitting down about 10%, and the grain sub-index is down about 15%. And so the question is, how long do we visit down in these levels? I think the downside potential and the sharp declines in prices are less and less likely, as especially after we get past the September report. The feeding of the bear that the government reports have been able to do is less likely. I think the International Grain Council numbers today resonate that type of mindset because, yes, they raised their estimates for the wheat, global wheat and global corn, but they were actually lower than the USDA estimates in August. And so this is where you grind out the low and build the demand, which that, too, is coming around based upon the latest exports. I think it's really important that the marketer out there realizes in almost as bearish a year, if not more bearish a year, 2009, Dee's 2009 corn was able to go from 306 on a close on September 4th up to 403.5 on a close by October 22nd. That's a 32% move higher off the close of those two market days, and that's only about a month and a half apart. So if we're a lot like 2009, that's what a lot of traders have referenced this year, that I would be watching that very closely as we come back from a holiday.
And do you have the same set of numbers for soybeans, and was there a move there or not?
Yes, I can get that for you this afternoon. I did not take the time to look at the soybeans. I will say this about the beans. The November bean Dee's corn ratio I've been watching very closely. It's fallen from about 3.0 to just under 2.8 since the August report. That makes sense because the beans were the most negative feature to the report. Now I think that since we've hit levels that we haven't seen in several months and the stochastics are very oversold on that ratio chart, I think it's less likely November beans will pull Dee's corn down given that ratio 7% correction here in the last 3 weeks. So that's one thing I will say about the no beans, but I'll dig those numbers up for you for this afternoon.
And I want to talk more about those bean market again this afternoon, just very quickly, and it'll have to be quick, Mike.
Sure.
Most of our traders are of opinion that beans should be sold. I understand your corn, where you stand on corn, but are you where are you on beans? Are you neutral, friendly, or bearish the bean market?
I'm friendly, very short-term technicals, negative long-term, and that goes back to the gaps in the September chart and where August went off the board, Todd, and also the gap at around 11:20 in November beans.
Okay, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again today.
My pleasure, sir.
That is, of course, Mike Zuzulow. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting in Atchison, Kansas. As this hour, corn futures are down 3 to 4 cents. Bean futures in the nearby September are up 17. November on out down 4 to 6. And the live cattle futures are up about 60 cents. Feeder cattle a dollar lower for the day. And the lean hogs are up anywhere between $1.70 and $2.80. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILL.illinois.edu. Our ag programming at willag.org. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. From PR.